Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Win, Lose or Draw, written by Peter Corris and read by Dino Marnica. I'd read about it in the papers, heard the radio reports and seen the TV coverage, and then forgotten about it the way you do with news stories. For a couple of weeks or so, the image of 14-year-old Juliana Fontaine was never out of the heads of anyone who paid attention to the media. Juliana attended an exclusive private school, Chelsea College, in the eastern suburbs. With her father, businessman Gerard Fontaine, and stepmother Sonia, née Bartholomew, and her brother Foster, 18, she lived in Vaucluse, in a waterfront property that had its own beach, wharf, pool and spa, and five-car garage. At 14, Juliana stood 178 centimetres tall, had the face of a fashion model, was a high-performing athlete and a talented musician with an IQ of 150. She was, by all accounts, a friendly, unassuming, rather serious-minded girl. One day in December, during the school holidays, she disappeared while her father was at his office, her stepmother was attending a charity event, and her brother was doing whatever 18-year-old boys on holiday do. None of the servants, maid, cook or gardener, was live-in. Her father, first to come home, found her gone. Her mobile phone and iPad were still in the house. Her bicycle was in the garage. Her three swimming costumes were in her room, and the clothes she'd been wearing when her father last saw her, shorts, a t-shirt and sandals, were missing. She'd announced her intention to veg out for the day. Juliana had scarcely had a day's illness in her young life. She'd received $10 a week pocket money when she reached 10 years of age, and she'd had two $5 increments since. She paid for her own iPad downloads and the DVDs she bought or hired. She had perfect vision and perfect teeth.